I'm Allie.
And I'm Helena, and welcome to
Trendy and Quirky,
where we talk about trends
and you just enjoy.
Enjoy!
Happy New Year!
Today we're going to be looking at 2022 trend predictions.
And just some things to look forward to, so enjoy!
Our first topic is fashion trend predictions. Now, we looked a couple of these up, and some of them we're a little scared about, especially one, but we'll get to that one later. First one is cutouts. As you know, cutouts have been around for a long time now, but a lot of people say they're going to get really popular in 2022.
If you don't know what this is, it's pretty much when there's random holes in clothing that people have cut out. Very basic representation, but it's
some
okay.
Some of them look good. Some of them are just strange. Anyways. Yeah.
It depends on, like, where you put it.
Yeah.
Some places where you put it, it just looks odd.
And some places it works.
Yeah.
So, and then next we have electric accessories. We don't totally know what this is. At first I thought it was, like, vibrant colors, but then it might be, like, watches and stuff.
But if you want to look this up, go ahead. We don't know what it is.
We don't really know what it is, but a lot of people say it's going to be popular. It might be, like, those... Now, I'm not talking about Apple Watches. I'm talking about just watches.
Yeah, that makes sense. Our next thing is vibrant colors.
People are saying vibrant colors can be super popular in 2022. And I sort of agree with this. We're probably going to see a lot of vibrant colors.
I kind of... Year. I'm okay with vibrant colors if it's on, like, dresses. But on, like, regular clothes, I'm like, that's kind of gross. Yeah, but I feel like this was kind of an older trend that's now coming back.
Yeah, for sure. And, well, I don't know, maybe some normal clothes might look better. Who knows? Now, this is the one I was scared about. And you will hear a lot of people are also scared about this. Low-rise jeans are coming back.
I don't know, it's kind of controversial. Like, I mean, some people like it, some people hate it. I personally hate it, because...
I think some, like, styles, I would probably be like, oh, that's kind of, look, that looks good, like, that's okay. But others, no. We saw this pair, and it was, like, just normal blue denim jeans that were low-rise, and they were horrible. Like, horrible.
I don't know. They were just, like, they were a weird shape on the waist, and it kind of looked weird. They looked very uncomfortable to wear.
I feel like some low-rise things will probably be nice, but a lot of it is going to be, like, what?
Okay, our last and final topic is ballet flats.
A lot of boxy ones, too.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the boxy ones, but I have seen ones that I'm like, oh, those are cute.
Yeah.
So, that has been everything for 2022 in fashion.
That is fashion predictions for 2022. We'll check at the end of the year and see if we were right.
Next topic is movies and TV shows that are coming out in 2022.
Let's start with movies. First movie is...
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
For all the Marvel fans out there. And we also have the new horror movie Scream.
Mission Impossible 7.
The Batman.
And the new Harry Potter movie. We're not sure on the title, but I don't know. It's there.
It exists. I don't think it's a reunion thing. I think they're making just another movie.
I have no clue what that is, but I know a lot about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, you can look that up.
They recently released a teaser trailer for it, and it looks really good. It's supposed to have Doctor Strange and Wanda Maximoff in it. Maybe Loki. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not a Marvel fan. So,
and we don't totally know about the other ones. I just know Scream is a horror movie, and I've seen a lot of trailers for it.
And I know that The Batman is by DC.
Wow. Mission Impossible 7 is...
probably an action movie?
Yeah, wow. That is, like, so obvious. Okay. Anyways, moving on to TV shows. We have a lot of new TV shows from both Netflix and Disney+. First off, for Netflix, Squid Game Season 2 is supposed to come out late 2020, and I am excited. 2022, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I haven't watched Squid Game. I probably need to, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But there's also Stranger Things Season 4.
I have never watched Stranger Things.
Me neither. So clearly you know how much knowledge we have on these topics.
Yeah. Next is Disney Plus.
I know about this. We got this.
We have two new Marvel TV shows and another movie. First Marvel TV show. Wait, is it a TV show or a movie?
It's a TV show.
Oh, the first TV show is Ms. Marvel.
I have seen a lot of trailers for this. I am really excited. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I just know that I'm excited.
Neither do I. Next is I Am Groot, which is an entire TV show about Groot growing up. Like,
I don't know, this is going to be great, but there's a lot more. We just picked two out of the many because we can't talk about all of them.
So, if you are curious on what's coming out in Disney Plus, go look it up. And last is a new Disney Plus movie, Hocus Pocus 2. I've never watched Hocus Pocus, but I know a lot of people like it, so maybe you're one of those people.
I've seen Hocus Pocus, and it's good. I don't know how they're going to do the sequel, though. Like, hopefully they don't, like, mess up the sequel, and it's like, oh, everyone hates the sequel, but first movie's okay.
Yeah. And now, a word from our sponsor. Amazon is for everyone, especially people who hate people. Is going to the store draining? Do conversations make you sad?
Try Amazon
to fix all your antisocial problems.
It's free unless you buy something. Our last topic is music.
This is not really music predictions, but more like
what we already know.
Yeah, and what artists are going on tour. We only know about three. So.
Well, there's probably a lot more, but we are going to talk about three. And there's probably new albums coming out, but we haven't really found anything yet.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because, I don't know, the artists aren't really, like, posting what albums are coming out to hype up. They're just...
Yeah. So, let's start with new artists. First off, we had Wet Leg, which we have seen all over. Very strange name.
It's a trending artist. I've never heard of them. Her. I don't know.
I think it's a girl.
I don't even know. Not so...
Much. So, if you're curious, you can go look them up. It's Wet Leg. Wet Leg. Spelled just how you say it.
Yeah.
Next is...
Riley. I don't know.
Riley or Riley? I don't know. But, basically, it's some person with extremely curly hair.
Their hair is amazing.
You can look them up. It's spelled
R-E-I-L-E-Y.
They have... We just know they have super curly hair because we saw a picture of them, but if you're curious on who they are or like what their music, go look them up. Next, we have Priya Raghu.
Again, don't know how to say it.
but it's spelled P-R-I-Y-A-R-A-G-U.
We picked them because they have a song called Lemon Chicken and Rice, and that sounds delicious.
She picked this one, obviously. So, again, if you want to know who they are or listen to whatever the food song, Lemon Chicken Rice.
Or something like that.
you can look them up. And then we have the Gabriels. I don't know. Words. Okay.
Gabriels. We don't know how to say any of these.
So.
It's okay.
Yeah. And I think they're a band.
I think they're a band, but I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote us.
Yeah. And... Remember, earlier we said we didn't know any albums, but I did read somewhere that they are coming out with an album, and it'll be, like, their debut album, I don't know, something like that.
Okay, cool.
So, again, if you want to know who they are, look them up.
Okay, next is
Tours. These are more well-known artists. First off, we have The Weeknd. When we looked it up, he
had,
has
like, over 100
shows, 108 shows. So, if you're a big fan of The Weeknd, I don't know if they're coming to Salt Lake City. They might be, but you can look it up. So, The Weeknd's going on tour this year. Second is, you've probably heard about this, is Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, I'm excited for this, but I wanted to drop a new album first.
Yeah, so, I've seen the video where she revealed that she was going on tour. And that was a nice video. I don't know how to describe it.
There's also rumors that she might drop her album called Sweet soon.
Ooh. Wait, she's making an album called Sweet?
No, that's a rumor.
Oh.
I mean, okay. It could be true. If it is true, exciting, but
yeah.
I don't know. So.
So she's going on tour, and I think she only has 60-something shows.
Yeah, I think
even
so.
61.
I don't know if she's coming to Salt Lake, but... I don't know.
Again, you can look it up.
Yeah, just look.
And I would watch out because it might be sort of sold out. Same with The Weeknd. Last is Billie Eilish. Now,
Allie wants tickets.
So, Billie Eilish is coming to Salt Lake City, and I want tickets, but when I checked, they were already sold out, and it was, like, November. Like,
I'm pretty sure, I don't know when that concert is. When is it?
Sometime in June.
Okay, but usually they save some seats for last minute, so I would keep checking to see if people, like, cancel their tickets if you do want tickets.
So, yeah, she's going on tour. I think she had 60-something shows. So, not quite the weekend with 108. Wow, I'm
impressed.
But there's
still a lot.
Yeah, I am impressed. 108 shows.
That's a lot of people.
Clearly, there are many things to look forward to in 2022.
And hopefully it'll be a great year.
And at the end of the year, we can see if we were right.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Trendy and Quirky. Thanks again to our sponsor, Amazon.
You can find us at our blogs on EduBlogs. Have a great day!